You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Ambulance providers from Central New York joined others from across the state in Albany on Tuesday to rally against the proposal to eliminate millions in funding from the state budget that reimburses them for EMS services. Lon Fricano is the director of operations for TLC Emergency Medical Services in Syracuse. He says a proposed cut of $190 million for Medicaid would actually double without the matching federal contribution.
So if you're 40 years old and you have a good insurance policy and you take an ambulance ride, whatever the allowable charge in your plan is for ambulance service will reimburse you, and then you have a copay. So in that scenario, you're paying the full price for the ambulance ride and the treatment that you receive.
Fricano says the State Department of Health completed a study in 2017 which determined ambulance providers were undercompensated $31 million. Their recommendation was to increase Medicaid ambulance reimbursement rates to $31 million over 5 years to cover the services of low-income patients. He says the funding is also on the chopping block.
Let's say they say we're going to pay $100 for an ambulance call, but we're only going to reimburse 80 of those. People with Medicare and Medicaid, the Medicaid system would pick up the 20% and pay the other $20.
Fricano adds that the poor would be the most affected by the proposed reimbursement cuts to Medicaid crossover and supplemental funding. He says many ambulance companies have been forced to close their doors already and fears more closures could be imminent. The rally was organized by the United New York Ambulance Network and the Healthcare Association of New York State. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.